back to recording. All right, so let's start with Kim. How may we help you, Kim? Unless Kim's just listening.
I can't believe it. No, I'm just like in shock. Because I was just thinking what you were just saying. It could be someone else too, but I think you were hearing what was going on in my mind about the past, letting go of the past and the goofiest past. And then you mentioned Abraham, and I was thinking about Abraham too. A couple things that Abraham just said, two recordings I listened to about what the thing that's kind of gnawing at me mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I accomplished so much. Okay, should I let you give me a message? Because I don't want to start talking. I'll let you give me a message first, see what comes
okay.
up.
All right, sweetheart. One moment, honey. And say your first name, please.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
You're adjusting to a new perspective. You're adjusting to a new preview. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You're really, allowing the old timeline to be undone. So in other words, what you're realizing is you're going to have new favor. You're going to have new ideas. You're going to have new approaches. And it's just like we've been talking about. I think about like what you reported the other day, or I lose track of days, maybe yesterday. But anyway, that there's a new like guidelines. There's a new protocol and you're reaching for it. You're receiving it. And so every time you receive that new approach, every time you receive that new adventure, that new like reaching for it, what you do is you strengthen the new, you lessen the old. So they literally showing me like someone tying their shoelaces for the first time. It's like you're learning the new skill, you're learning the new approach. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So you're in process, and it's like I literally see like stitching. So it's like first you do these stitches and then the cross stitch over, and like you're strengthening. That's what I want to say. It's like you're strengthening, you're fortifying. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so please proceed.
Okay. I can't believe the fear that I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And I knew you were going to call me. I was in the middle of getting my recorder ready.
Well, mm-hmm.
I knew you were going to say my name, and you did. It's like so freaking to me. It has to do with the phone, like needing to call my sister-in-law soon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have to do it this week, but I did say something last week. Texting me, let's talk soon. And she's like, yes, like let's make a date, a plan for it, meaning like you have to schedule with her. she's home, she doesn't work, but she, you know, I don't know, maybe she's got a million Zooms, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We all have a million Zooms. I have so many workshops and things backed up. I'm like, I've got more to do than I have time for. You know, you can't digest all those workshops at once. It's just meaningless if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So my fear is just incredible. I think it's because she's a piece of the past.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most closely tied in with my husband
mm-hmm.
and all the muck. She probably knows some of his past that I don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's so weird when I talk to her. I always feel like this is what happens to me. I feel like I have to shrink myself. I feel like I can't, this is what something was, somebody brought this up in Abraham the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that Jerry Hicks said, even like, or Abraham said, Jerry believed in, you know, being your true self, like let the, like almost like let the shit hit the fan, meaning like let the universe work it out. Like when you hold back pieces of yourself, somebody said that they like didn't have the words around certain people because they were monitoring themselves, guarded,
mm-hmm.
and it's better to be free-flowing than to be guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel guarded, protecting my life with Sam, protecting myself, and I always felt like, even way back, I always felt like she was always like acting like she was better than me or something. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, or maybe I wasn't good enough, or I didn't really like have any major value to her. I don't know. I just felt that from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just, because I was married to her brother, but she would give, like, hand us a gift or something, but no, she would hand it to my husband and say, here, Sam, this is for you, but it was for us, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She never acknowledged me, like completely. So anyway, so now if we, that she has something that she has power over me in a way, like, really not, but you know what it is, I have to ask her mm-hmm. to sign a disclaimer to those funds. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake, that her name is on it from before we were married. You know, Sam and I didn't know. But besides that, I just always feel like she also cuts me off. I can't explain it. It's just, we're in different, I guess, we live in different worlds. And she's very caught up in the religion now, you know, and she thinks that I'm practicing it. You know, I'm not lighting candles really on Friday nights much. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel like it, I don't do it. I pretend, like, my daughter and I are not celebrating Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's weird. Like, she wants to know about the story about the religious stuff with Sam. And I don't even want to even go there. You know what I mean? She just mm-hmm. wants to know the pieces she wants to know. Mm-hmm. So I can't really be real. And that's part of the problem. Like, I guess I'm afraid of, like, upsetting the apple cart kind of thing. Like, she can't handle who I really am. Like, if I don't even know how to put it.
Okay.
Just, she doesn't really know my life. So I pretend, I want to share only good things. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to call on a bad day, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, this is how I feel about her. I feel like she is who she is. I don't feel like it's about you. I feel like it's just who she is. So that's the first thing to kind of tuck away. This is not really reflective of her opinion of you. It's just more an outpicturing of how she functions in life and how she interacts with everybody, really. So, in other words, don't personalize it. I don't really feel this has to do with you. It feels more so to do with how she just handles herself in regards to everything. She did have, and say her name, please.
Ellen.
She had her own particular issues or opinions in regards to your husband because he was her brother. Again, I don't feel like it has to do with you. Mm-hmm. It may be true that she disregarded you a little bit, but not in a punitive way, more so in a focus of her own feelings regarding her brother. So in other words, her priority was her relationship or entangled relationship or whatever was going on. But her priority was her own feelings regarding her upbringing or her relationship with her brother. So quite honestly, you really didn't enter the picture. So you may have felt left out in that she wasn't warm and fuzzy, because she's just not. But it wasn't like premeditated, if you know what I mean. Like, she wasn't going out of her way to do that to you. You just weren't on her radar, to be honest. It was really all about her own feelings or unresolved feelings, maybe, in regards mm-hmm. to her brother. So, in English, my love, don't take it personally. Don't personalize who she is. It's sort of like she is who she is, whether you're around or not. So, I don't think you need to take it all so personally. It's really not about you. It's about her. I mean, you could be anybody, and she would still be that same way, is how it feels to me.
Yeah.
It's really not about you. That's how it feels. So that's the first thing that you really need to take in and relieve yourself of, that it's really not about what you're doing or not doing. It may be her lack of sensitivity. It may be her self-involvement. But you could be, I mean, I can slip anybody into your role and she would be acting the same way, or would have been acting the same way all through the years. So really take that to heart. It's not about Kim. It's not about what Kim does or doesn't do. It's really about her own, when I say self-interest, I don't mean that she's stingy or narcissistic. I just mean that she's just got a little bit of self-interest going on. And she just assumes everybody else is on board with how she sees things. And she has a little bit of lack of insight that, like, why wouldn't you see it my way? You know, like it doesn't even dawn on her that one would, because obviously her way is the right way. But here's my point. At the end of the day, my love, the more you cannot personalize it, that's going to be your power, because your whole shrinking is because you somehow think this has to do with you. This really doesn't. I mean, I can send anyone into her field of awareness and she'd be the same way. So that's where you get to take a step up. That's where you get to empower yourself. So this, whatever you see in her, that's just her. That's just her. And I do feel like she had some very strong feelings in regards to her brother. And that had absolutely nothing to do with you. It really didn't. It had nothing to do with you. Yeah.
My husband had a whole session with you about her. And then my daughter actually counseled my husband about and told him that it wasn't about him that she took the stuff. She goes, this is her thing, that she needs to have control and it helps her feel safe. Yeah. Like my daughter saw through it and counseled my husband.
Yeah.
Where he kind of woke up and realized.
Yeah. Yeah.
What she did with her own security.
Yeah.
So. Him.
Yeah. So again, I would do the appropriate prayer work. Because really when we try to control, or when we have all these ways, we're doing it out of our own sense of lack. We're doing it out of our own fear. Because when you just live the life of the ego, it's a little fearful. If you don't realize that there are higher forces at play, and I know she's religious, but I don't know that she's really combined the two. To make it practical in terms of what this means for this life.
Sam said that too.
Yeah. So the point is, if you just live life thinking this is all it is, it actually is kind of scary, because who knows what's going to happen next. That's just the way it is. So the more that you can have compassion for that's what she's dealing with, that's what she's been coping with all this time, and really work with your heart chakra, really extend love to her, really see her as like a child of God, see her, you know, just wanting love like everybody else. Because at the end of the day, we all just want to feel that love, and we go about it all kinds of crazy ways because we just don't know any better. That's where you got your power. First of all, not to personalize her at all whatsoever. She doesn't really mean anything bad towards you. She really doesn't. She just is who she is. Second, do the energy work. Really send her love. Call in her higher self. Hold the intention of everything working out for everyone's best and highest good. It's like, this is where you excel. It really is. This is where you're the high priestess. This is where you have, I don't want to say the advantage because that sounds like manipulation, but it's where you have the higher footing. This is where you have the higher stepping. And so you open your heart, you really remember this is a dream state. What you're doing is bringing in light. And as you bring in light, as you offer light to serve, it's like life supports you. Light supports you. Light covers you. Light protects you. And say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
All right, so you want to work out that fear, my love. And take your time doing it, because remember, what helps me is I remember I'm dreaming this. It's just a dream state. So everything's coming from me. That takes the fear out of it. So when I'm dreaming it, it's then remembering that I'm loved and supported by the universe. So that you want to stop giving her the power. You're dreaming her.
Right.
You're dreaming her. There's no accident her name was on it. There's no accident you're sitting with this. It's the way, it was destiny.
It's too unbelievable that my husband had that issue with her and that her name is on something that neither of us knew. Like, my husband would freak. Well, he knows what's going on now, but he would never.
Okay, and say your name one more time.
Like, there's no way for me to get out of this growth experience.
Apparently not. All right, sweetheart, say your name. Oh, let's do it this way. Say your first name and her first name.
Kim Ellen.
And say your name again, please.
Kim Ellen.
She's helping you heal something. As frustrating as this whole thing is, this situation is helping you heal something. So you want to equalize it. You want to remember you're dreaming her. You want to remember you called this forth for your acquittal. You really want to remember you called this forth for your victory. And so if you remember, it's like the universe is always protecting me, and everything I'm experiencing is just an extension of myself. So if there's a place where I feel out of balance, if there's a place that I feel weak, it's like I get to work with that part of my own self for my own victory, for my own benefit, for my own ascension. And say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Yeah, heart for self, my love, and send her love as well, because
yes,
that's what this is all about. At the end of the day, we're all learning how to open up to love.
Yes, and you were right about everything. I realized I had like one conversation, but she has three daughters,
mm-hmm.
and one's dating someone that's not the same religion, and she was actually trying to force the guy to like tell him to convert. Mm-hmm. And then the other daughter that was down here and visited my daughter, they went out to the beach, the mm-hmm. youngest daughter, my daughter, and she asked Rachel, she said, can you tell me, do you know what, like, my mom acts like she came from this perfect family. What are the stories that your dad told you? You wanted to know, like, what's the truth? Mm-hmm. Because it couldn't all just be perfect, because look, like, my husband was this big, well, he was the only problem, and it came out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
And so, but you know, I don't want to tell her daughter stories, because if it gets back, she'll be angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I know the stories.
So remember, we're all children of God. And as you open up heart mm-hmm. for self, how much are you willing to love yourself?
Yeah. It's my deservability.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At peace.
And say your name one last time.
Kim.
And say your name one more time.
Kim.
I am loved and supported by the universe. Loved, because I am love. Because I am love. So remember, it's all within. Everything we experience without, it's all an aspect of what's within. And I will do some prayer work for you as well a little later.
Thank you. I'm not going to rush.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Hi, Lisa. How may we help you?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How may we help you today?
A message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Lisa.
And say it one more time.
Lisa.
Come up higher. I know you're gonna be like, how high do you want me to go? You've got beings that are counseling you, that are guiding you. You don't realize quite yet what you're able to access. You don't realize how high you already are. And so the more that you're open to receiving divine presence, divine outlook, divine perspective, you're going to start having a heavenly glow. And when I say that, when I tune into you, I literally see your aura. I literally see the light. And you're receiving guidance from masters. You're receiving guidance from oracles. You're receiving guidance from other dimensional perspectives. And so the more that you can open up to that highest claim, they want me to explain this. I'm sure I've said this a million times. I used to hear audibly, word for word for word. And now I don't. It's like so much more subtle. It's so much more subtle. What I do is I realize I'm more than my mind. I realize I'm more than who I think I am when I function just out of the linear. And it communicates with you without words. So it's not always just words. Sometimes it's just a knowing. Sometimes it's like a glance. Like I can just see one thing and I suddenly get a download. It's like suddenly I just know all this stuff. And it's just from like looking at something, like one little glance. So what you're learning how to do is to receive discovery. So in other words, to receive out of language, to receive out of form, to open up to heavenly bliss. Like I'm looking at a leaf on my plant and suddenly I see a goddess. So this is where, and say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Truth. You're opening up to divine truth. And so it's not about what do you call that thing? It's like a funnel. So sometimes when you receive divine truth, you're so cute. You're like this little detective, and I see this like little magnifying glass. Like you start dissecting it. Like you want to understand it out of your desire to know. But this isn't about intellectually understanding anything really, simply because the mind doesn't it does not compute, like that old show. But the point being, the mind isn't aware of our truth, of our holiness, of our divinity. So when you bring it down to the mechanics of, well, what about this, how does that compare to that, you actually like dilute the effectiveness. So what you're doing is like almost opening up to a new lifestyle. You're opening up to a new awareness, where in that energy, in that holy remembrance, you don't really need to know any of the things that you thought you needed to know. Like it just doesn't matter, because in that higher altitude, it's like it's all you need. It's all you need. Now, when I'm saying this to you, I literally feel like someone's dancing on my crown chakra. I literally feel like someone's dancing on my crown chakra. Intuition, destiny. So this is really about giving yourself permission to advance. And just notice when your mind tries to understand. So just to give you a little quick statement about that. Sometimes I'll read one book. And then I'll read another book, and they're all channeled, of course. And they seem to contradict each other. I'll just say this. So it's just realizing as you grow in awareness, it all makes sense, because it's not like one's in error. They're both correct. It's just you don't get that until you go to that higher awareness. The other part of it is how do I say this? There are many truths. There are many realities. So just like they say, there are 100 Earths. There's more than one version of a lifetime. So when you have like channeling of someone's lifetime, there's actually not just one lifetime. They're different, like parallel lifetimes. And so when people, they want me to tell you this for some reason. So when people tap into a lifetime, it's not that one's an error, it's just that they're tapping into different versions, different experiences. All right, so I will leave you with that. And do you have questions?
People have it for a lifetime. Well, I'm not really sure, like, people, me, or people, other people, or I would tap into lifetimes.
You can, and say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Gosh, when I channel for you, it really tests me. It really pushes me. So when we come in to insert ourselves into a certain timeline in order to bring light into that timeline, it's sort of like it already occurred, but you can come back in and come in to influence it, to kind of like change the scenario. So this is where you can have one version of what happened and you can have another version of what happened.
Okay. What am I supposed to do with this information?
It's to expand your acceptance. In other words, it's to help you like move into that higher presence, that higher commodity, that higher version where you're dropping the mind from needing to understand and allowing bliss. What they're helping me to do to help you is to help you to drop the mind, to help you drop the mind. And so it's sort of like, it may not be logical to the mind. It may not make sense to the mind, but go past the mind. Go past the mind and allow. What they're helping you to do is to allow, and say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Thank you. To allow that full orchestration, to allow like clear awareness, clear receptivity, clear value. Helping you go beyond mind. Helping you go beyond mind. It's sort of like, I'll just say this, because this is how the energies feel. Sometimes I get, me, myself, and I can get very judgy. Like, I'll look at someone, and I'll instantly, like, does he know he's really hurting people doing that, and da-da-da-da-da. And then Spirit will suddenly show me, like, a higher truth. Spirit will suddenly show me a higher truth. And man, it just totally shifts. It just totally changes how I see things. So that's what it reminds me of.
So I'm sorry. So when people like will call me up and say, okay, I just need to tell you what's going on because I just need your perspective. I'll be like, listening. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, wait a minute. I know exactly what you need to do. It's like, I'm totally sure. It was a really good idea. Now, okay, let's narrow it down. You've got these choices. I can simplify it, mm-hmm. and I can give it to you, and there's your assignment, and go do it, because that's what's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that just my ego?
That sort of thing. Yeah, love begins. See, that's just it. You can tap into it for others. They're helping you tap into it for yourself.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm really like, while this whole chaos is going on here, I just feel it, I think, real lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm constantly having to stretch. It's like my whole torso, and then that tingling in my head, I'm feeling that. There's so much going on with the world right now, with this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel this, like, you know, and I know that there's nothing I can do other than now sit right now and go within, and that's what I can do for this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can do for the world. Like, that, I get that completely.
Mm-hmm.
But as these things are happening, And I'm really, And pretty soon, I mean, things, pretty soon, there's going to be a lot more people that are really hurt, and people are going to be afraid to take care of them because of the COVID. And I would just really, and I know that I just want to have clarity. Because the energy is so big, I know I'm not being clear at all, but the energy is so big, and sometimes I just get these, like, whew, like anxiety attacks where I'm just, like, sweating, and the pain is, like, I'm actually in pain. And then I realized, after I had a bilateral mastectomy, like, 2010, and after that, my chest, and that was the year after that I saw all the tetrahedrons coming at me. Mm-hmm. And then, so I just I'm putting things together now. I'm like, wait a minute, so I was having hot flashes because everything goes away, but I was feeling it in here. And I'm just wondering if it was my mastectomy or if it was a heart opening a little bit, because I was also going through a breakup of a relationship trying to get out of that. And I had, and then like a year later, 2 years later, I got run over by a car. So I had all these spinal injuries too. And I think that those, all the injuries that I keep getting are like open, because it's all spinal, are all opportunities for me to heal or something. I try not to figure that out. You know, I can't help it. I'm just a lot, I just think, therefore I am, I guess. I don't know.
That's funny. That's very funny. And say your first name, please.
Lisa.
And say it one more time, honey.
Lisa.
Thank you. You're moving through the resistance. You're moving through, the resistance. As I tune into you, I start clearing. Literally, when I tune into you, I start clearing. So this is the whole point. You're clearing. You're clearing out the old energies, the old beliefs, the old injuries. So as you do that, whatever bubbles up needs to bubble up. The other day I was walking, I actually tiptoed myself into the mall to get something. And I tiptoed in there, and oh gosh, I was there like 3 seconds and I started almost going into a panic attack. And the reason being, I was receiving all this energy of everyone else, and it's like, oh, it's a little overwhelming. But the point is, when I worked with it and I was aware that it was everyone else's energy that I was tapping into, I also was aware that there really isn't anyone else. So it's really my own fear residual that's surfacing, and my own, that's really needing to be released. So at last we come into our divine state, we come into our divine status. So that's how I feel about you. That as I can't remember that little thing, kids thing, but like roll over, as you will relax and as you will really coincide with loveliness. So it's almost like the love of divinity, the love of God. That's where you're going to find your treasure. That's where you're going to find your home base. That's where I just feel like you're going to start moving mountains. You're going to go beyond the fear. You're going to go beyond the physical aches and pains. And you're going to have a breakthrough. I mean, you just are. You just are.
Yeah, because there's only so much energy that can build. But then, you know, people say it could go on for like 10 more years. So I figure it's been going on since 2013.
Yeah, I don't see you going on 10 more years. I don't.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because that would be a really...
Yeah, I really don't. Say your name one more time, please.
Lisa. It's hard for me to focus like I'm making money and doing everything when I'm just feeling like a total spaz.
Hold on. Lisa, say your name one more time, please.
Lisa. And nothing seems to matter anymore anyway.
You have the ability to take Spirit's hand. You honestly do, in a way that you're entitled. Just notice when you're perceiving the world out of mind, and then hold the intention to go beyond it. Probably what you do when you paint, but what you're learning to do is to take that into your everyday moments. And when I'm saying that to you, I'm actually like, that's really good advice, Nicole. You should take that advice. And I'm going to, and I'm really going to, because when I'm saying it to you, I'm really realizing it's true for myself as well. Like, I could live in this higher state 24/7 if I committed myself, and that's just the truth. And it's the same thing with you. Okay. So it's
really in the sun.
Say that one more time.
It's just about the silence, right? It's about trying, it's being in the silence. And sometimes I fall asleep. I'm not really sleeping.
Well, no, well, you're saying that, like, being in the silence, you could be walking, you could be jogging, you could be cooking, you could be doing whatever. This is the point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Being in that true silence, you're actually more alert. Being in that silence, you're more alert because you're at a new clarity.
So without music.
They're saying, someone's saying, suit yourself.
Okay. All right.
All right. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, Deborah. How can we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
What you said at the very beginning was really so timely for me. I'm still trying to figure a few things out. I'm not connecting everything well. So on Monday of this week, I started having really bad abdominal pain, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to meditate. I did healing meditations. Throughout the day, I just tried to be cognizant of my vibration and keep making it higher, because I thought, I can get myself out of this. Well, 4 days later, doing the same thing every day, I woke up this morning in so much pain that I called my friend who does healing work, and I said, Jim, I'm in so much pain and I can't seem to help myself. So he worked on me for a half hour, and literally it was 80% better. And he said, you're holding on to other people. He was asking me about my husband. He said, you're taking on his stress and your family's stress, and you're not letting it go. And I said, I just feel like, how am I not letting it go when I feel like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do? I don't know what I'm missing in letting go of things. Maybe I don't exactly understand how to let go. That's the only thing I can think, because in my mind, I'm doing what I should be doing to allow that to happen. So it's just so frustrating. I'm just frustrated and exhausted this week from all of it.
I could only imagine. I agree with your friend, by the way. I agree with your friend. What I got is that when I say trying to control, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean that you're trying to take on everybody's, you know, it's almost like, well, let me take on your karma. I can handle your karma. I'll take your karma too, because that's just how good I am. And so it doesn't really work. What you want to remember is that really, when I tune into you, you're the embodiment of faith. You are so powerful. So your power is not in being codependent. So codependent is, let me handle your load for you. Let me orchestrate a solution. Let me take on your energy because I don't think you can do it. So that's codependency. What liftoff is, what superior value is, let me, number one, know that everything you're experiencing, everything you're witnessing, you have called forth for your spiritual arrival. You have called forth for your spiritual development. Because really, this is a dream state, and everything we experience comes from us. There's no outer realm. There's no victimhood. There's no such thing. Everything, just like we were discussing with Kim, everything is a byproduct of our own fears, of our own displacement. And so it's sort of like we interact with our own consciousness. And this is how we claim victory. This is how we bridge the gap and come into our true ascension. So while it seems like we're having this earthly ride, this earthly experience, what we're really doing is moving through the blockages of fear, of separation, of ego, and welcoming in our brilliance. So where you have your destiny is in really solidifying others' faith in terms of seeing them in their truth. You have great power, my friend. Seeing them, first of all, realizing that there's no error, that everyone's in their right divine place at all moments, and everything's there for everybody's victory. So in other words, they have called forth these scenarios for their victory, for their completion on a soul level. And so your opportunity is to help them in their journey by seeing them advancing, seeing them accomplishing, seeing them in their rightful position, seeing them in their light body, seeing them in their Christ self, and holding that authority. Now, that doesn't cause any pain. That doesn't cause any upset. There's no fear or worry in that whatsoever, because what you're doing is establishing grace. You're covering them with light. You're seeing them. It's like that Christ energy supports them. You're seeing them triumphing. So there's no need to take anything away. There's no need to come into agreement with their fear. There's no need to come into agreement with their lack. I literally see you with like Tums or Pepto-Bismol or whatever. There's no need for it at all, because you're no longer agreeing with the fallacy. You're no longer agreeing with this limited form. I mean, I know it seems really real, but it's really a dream state. So when you align with their triumph, when you align with their glory, you quicken them. In other words, you help them. It's sort of like you give them an overlay for them to then find their way, for them to then find their placement. So as you will do this, it'll take you out of, so in other words, instead of you coming to where they are, you stay on top and you remind them how to rise. So let me stop there for a moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Deborah.
Yeah. You also want to purify your energy. You're Miss Empath. You take on a lot of energy. I couldn't get through the mall without, I honestly went to my son. I'm like, I think I'm going into a panic attack. I said, I'll be okay, but I'm just letting you know, if I say we need to leave, we really need to leave. Because it was like suddenly I could feel everyone's energy and it was just like a little overwhelming. You're an empath. So it would be very appropriate for you to do some, they're saying a sponge bath, but you need to do something where you're consciously clearing yourself, purifying yourself every day. So when you take your showers or you come home from work or whatever you're doing these days, water's the conduit. So really hold that intention of releasing the energies. Or if you take a walk on the earth, hold the intention to send those energies into the earth. I just feel like that's a must for you. I don't feel like it's just your immediate family. I just feel like you're just this antenna that's just receiving a lot, because you're very powerful. But you need to take responsibility for your energy field, because when I look at you, it's like a plumbing, like you get backed up. And so because you're so powerful, you're like, I can handle it. But then when you combine that with the family members, whatever, it's like suddenly now we're in overload. So I would just do that, like spiritual hygiene. So first, number one, what you're doing is seeing everyone in their Christ, in their light body, seeing them accomplishing. So it's faith. You're staying here. You're reminding everyone to come up. You're not going there. Two, you need to purify every day. And say your name again, please.
Deborah.
You've got protection. You and your family have protection. So what seems like a not so good thing in the linear, I literally, you know that thing, like God will send a rowboat, God will send an airplane, God will send. I see that. I see like on the linear, it's one story, but it's like somehow there's supernatural help of some sort.
I always feel like that. I was just getting really, really frustrated that I wasn't able to help myself, because for me, that's probably the number one most important thing for me, to be able to help myself. So when I have to call somebody and say, I can't do this myself, that feels like such a failure. I can't even tell you. It just does.
One moment. And say your name again, please.
Deborah.
Well, if it feels like a failure, you want to remember it really doesn't have to do with what happened. It's triggering that feeling of failure that was still within you. In other words, the feeling has nothing to do with the event. It has to do with what was inside that was getting triggered. So I would take that energy of feeling like a failure, which is still within you, excuse me, and release it to Holy Spirit. Really release it to Holy Spirit. So it's getting triggered, they're saying as a convenience, but it in other words, it was there waiting to get triggered, or it wouldn't have happened. So that's coming up for healing. It's as simple as that. So give it to the angels, give it to Holy Spirit. It's coming up for resurrection is what they're saying. Two is your friend is reminding you of your abundance. So as he offers healing, he's recommending you to higher counsel. In other words, he's seeing you in your truth, and energetically, he's reminding you of what to be doing for the others that you love, because love extends. So it's more so of a promotion. When I tune into you, it's more so of giving you a helping hand in moving you into your rightful placement. So you're being, what would be the word? You're being proctored, you're being taught, you're being educated, because, sorry to say, but we're all gonna be dealing with kind of like waves. They're saying rocky waters, rocky, wavy waters. I mean, I literally see that. I see like storm energy. So this is what we contracted to do. We're all masters, and we contracted to be here in this pivotal placement. So it's very important that we learn how to swim rightly. So they're showing me like you add in sea. And if you're doggy paddling, you'll survive, but you're going to be using up your energy. So it's like I'm doggy paddling and now you're going to be exhausted. And we certainly do not want you drowning. So the reason this is getting kicked up, the reason it's like, help, is so that you can abort your old standing. In other words, your old ways, and come into alignment with your new direction. So the card I actually got for you is heal. And what we're healing is much more than your tummy. What we're healing is your conduct, because you're in training. You're in training in terms of how do I lend support? How do I function? Because what we're learning is how to be in a new state. We're learning how to be in a new class where the ways can be doing whatever they're doing. Remember Jesus walking on water. The ways can be doing whatever they're doing, but we're learning how to stabilize. So you're in training. It wouldn't serve you to be able to do everything the old way. So who wants you to have a tummy ache? But it really wouldn't serve you, because this is really about hiking you up in terms of your proficiencies.
And it's funny because he did also say, he said, you're just believing in old energies and you're allowing them to kind of hang out.
Okay, so what he said.
yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. Many blessings, much healing.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Hi, Laura, how can we help you?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
I think a message.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Laura.
And say it one more time.
Laura.
However you want to do it. Meditate. Gaze at a flame. Listen to high vibrational music. But make sure you take adequate time for communion. You have extraordinary gifting, so you may want to formally meditate, you may just want to sit and stare at a tree outside, but you want to take that time of, they're saying, relaxation and expansion. In other words, to circulate among the angels, to circulate amongst heaven, because this is how you're going to create your new abundance. This is how you're going to create your new reality. There's no accident that you went after Deborah, because if you think about like what she just said, it's like she's still creating out of the old energies. This is the point. You play it both ways. Ooh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, I know. Hold on.
Hold on.
Okay. Yes, it is.
All right, I just had to show the dog it was a package. All is okay in the world. So you create out of both energies. You create out of the linear existence, or you also create out of the light. And what they're showing me is you're stepping up. In other words, you're graduating. So this is about dictating the forces. What I mean by that is you're very powerful. So when you hold yourself for your quick and advantage, in other words, when you serve the light, when you serve that higher value, when you see things from that higher state, you have the ability to move mountains. You have the ability. They're showing me like a fork in the road, where you can take yourself with the linear format and you'll get there, you will. Or you can dance with the angels, where you're moving into that higher reality, that higher vibration, that higher circumstance. And so when you do that, it's like I literally see you flying through the sky. So these lamas, these Tibetan lamas, they would levitate, and as the story goes, they were all awakened and they would literally fly through the sky. And that's what I see you doing. I literally see you doing that. So the idea is that you have locomotion. The idea is that you no longer believe in suffering. So in other words, in English, there are different versions of your next path. There are different versions of your next reality. And you get to decide, you get to choose. Now, do not be concerned in any way like, oh gosh, what if I choose the long way? It doesn't matter, because at any moment, you can come into agreement with that higher state. So that's what they're reminding you of is your servitude. As you will serve the light, as you will serve the higher approach, it's like you offer them that advantage and then they can come and support you. So that's the first message. Make sense?
I think so.
Okay. So when you say, I think so, what's the hesitancy?
I understand the words. Mm-hmm. When you say, just serve the light, I don't know how to I feel like that's a constant, right? Like that's always. But is there are there moments that I don't? Like, is there a difference?
Okay, that's a good question. And say your first name, please.
Laura.
And say it one more time, please.
Laura.
What do you believe is possible? What do you believe is possible? In other words, there are different realities on Earth, even though it seems like we're all on the same Earth. What we experience has to do with the dimensional reality that we serve. So as you honor that service, as you honor service of the light, as you honor service of that higher claim, you're going to find out that they're saying, well, these words, you'll be positioned for greatness, their words, positioned for greatness. So this is about standing out. In other words, really getting, Laura, say your name one more time, please.
Laura.
The world's of our creation. The world is literally of our creation. So when we create with the light, when we create with love, we bring heaven to earth. We bring heaven to earth. We create out of a new order. So what they mean by that, I'm trying to like bring it down in a practical sense, is you can like believe in God or believe in goodness, whatever you believe, and then deal with the linear as if it's real. Or you can come on board and play master and realize that, and when I tune into you, it's like you're creating with light, like as if you were Merlin himself, as if you were like a master itself, where you're creating with the awareness that that energy follows you, supports you, and it transmutes that lower reality, that lower source of negativity. So in other words, and say your name one more time, please.
Laura.
Ten of Cups. So that you create with light, you create with love. So it has to do with, and say your name one more time.
Laura.
You can call it holding faith, but it's the difference between hoping faith is real and having it actually be something tangible, having it be something real, I guess is what I want to say. So this is what they're training you with. There's no accident you came after Deborah. There's no accident at all. They're showing you your power. They're showing you your abilities. Okay, I hope that makes a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Laura.
Own your good value. Own your good value. You're being watched over. Own your good value.
You tell me that a lot.
It must be true. Because I never remember a thing I say, but it must be true. I keep saying that. Awesome. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, LaToya, how can we help you?
Message, please.
Okay. And say your and say your first name, please.
LaToya.
Yeah, I don't do those roller coasters. There's a reason. I'm so sorry. Can you say that again, please?
LaToya.
And say it one more time, please.
LaToya.
You don't have to toy around. When you say LaToya, I hear you don't have to toy around. What that means is there's no accident that your message came after Laura's. This is really about honoring your placement. It's really about honoring your good value. It's really about honoring your divine authority. You hear from spirit. And so what you're learning how to do is walk in the light. You're learning how to rely on that. I mean, I feel like I keep giving you the same message, but there's always like a little tweaking to it. There's a little difference in the nuance, because you're really learning. I want to say walk on water. This seems to be a theme tonight, where you're really walking on that higher guidance, and you're trusting it. And what you're really, because that's really what we're doing. There is this egoic dream world, and there's an ego script, and it's not always so beautiful either. But in the midst of it, we're setting a new placement, we're setting a new reality. And so when we honor the light, when we honor that inner voice, when we honor that inner focus, we create with light, we create hope, we create that new vision, because everything we experience is coming from an outpouring of a consciousness that believes in separation, of a consciousness that believes in lack, of a consciousness that believes this is actually really real. And so when we insist on true life, when we insist on that there isn't separation, that we're one with spirit, that we're connected to spirit, and we honor that placement, and this is where you have clear access. And so as we honor that, as we hold that vibration, not only are you giving out good advice or you're holding the vision for others, like we were saying with Deborah, I guess, but you're also, how to put this in words? It's like your vibration of that knowing, of that trust, of that surety creates your good fortune. In other words, as you hold it, it's almost like Yogananda walking around the planet. It's like good fortune follows him wherever he goes. He needed, but kind of like he had absolutely no money for the mortgage for our building. And then 24 hours later, like the money just appears because he's walking with spirit. He's walking with the Lord. He's walking on faith. So you're learning, there we go, dreams coming true. This is where you're learning how to walk on water. You're learning how to really listen to spirit, really honor that. And what you're going to notice is life is going to shift because those energies really become your life. And that's what you put out gets tenfold. And that's what you create out of. And that's what is going to continue. They're saying like going to continue to bless, but that blessing, it like goes in waves. So it goes out and out and out and continues to extend. It just doesn't end. So what you're learning to really do is to receive. You're learning to place value and appreciate. You know, it's sort of like, yeah, I can hear from spirit, but you know, let me show you my bills. Let me show you this. Let me show you that. And it's really realizing that as you come under that authority, as you come under that direct communion, that this is where real life begins. This is where real life begins. When I tune into you, it's just like such opportunity beckons, such a beautiful connection. So you're just, I don't want to say you're being tested, but sometimes you're being tested as far as, like just what I said. Yeah, I know I can hear from spirit, but here's my linear reality. And what they're trying to help you do is really reconcile that, really understand that as you come under that direct authority or umbrella, that's where you start opening up. I just said start opening up and there you go, new beginnings. So you're learning. You're almost like an initiation is how it feels to me. And I know exactly how fun or not fun sometimes initiations can be. And yet, the truth is you wouldn't want it any other way because you're really here to serve spirit. You really are. So you wouldn't be happy any other way. But again, hold the faith, hold the candle, and say your name again, please.
LaToya.
Really trust. There you go. Prosperity begins. Really trust the power of love. Really trust the power of the new visioning, of the energies, of the placement, like where you're placing your feet, like walking with the Lord. As you do this, though, pay attention, because I really feel like your abilities are going to be expanding in terms of what you're receiving, what you're hearing. When I tune into you, it reminds me, how do I explain this? Like, I'm just walking about as if the old world really is. And then every so often during the day, everything just gets mystical. It just does. It just gets mystical. And that peace that passes all understanding, all that kind of feeling, it's just there. Until it's not, and then I'm back to the linear world. So that's how I feel where there are energies that are coming in to meet you. I don't know how you're going to experience it, but there are energies that are coming in to meet you that they're showing me like opening up a purse, that are going to continue to expand, that are going to continue to delight, that are going to continue to evolve your true consent. In other words, there we go, love begins, where you're really coming into partnership. It's beautiful. It's nothing short of beautiful. It doesn't mean that suddenly your challenges are gone. It means that like true life is really beginning. All right, so that's your message. And did you have a question?
I have a gemstone. It's called Labradorite something.
Okay.
There's a face in it. I have never seen the face in it before, but now I see it clear as day. Like there's a face inside the gemstone. I've had this gemstone for months now, and I didn't see it, but I saw it today, and I was just blown away by that.
This is what I'm stating. This is what I'm stating, is that you're advancing. So what wasn't there is suddenly going to appear. It's that face was always there. It's just that you didn't have the insight. You didn't have the frequency to arrive, to witness it. It was always there. But you're graduating. You're evolving. I got energy coming through my whole body when I'm saying this to you.
I do too.
It was always there, but now you're able to see it. So it's almost like when that story, I forget who it was, Ram Dass, I forget. But anyway, there was a spaceship and there were these light beings that someone was receiving, they could hear them. And they asked the beings like, can we board your light ship? And they said, if you can see it, you can come on board, but they couldn't see it, because they hadn't graduated in consciousness yet. So this is what I'm saying. It's like you're growing, you're responding. It's really cool.
Yes, it is. It's also just one other thing that I could just share it for a second. Maybe it'll help. So I there was a line in my vanity, and I thought it was like a piece of hair because I braid my hair all the time. And it was when my light was off of my rope, but I came over and I turned the light on and found out that it was actually like a crack in my vanity. It wasn't like a strand of hair. It was actually a crack. And normally I would have been very, really upset by that, because I have to go buy a new vanity now because there's a crack in it. But it's just, it's an amazing thing that happens when you turn the light on, like you get to see things better. That's really
very true. Very, very. Thank you for sharing that. That is very true. Oh, so much love to you, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Happy vanity. Indeed. Indeed. We surround each with love, light, and our holy recognition. So when they say that, this is quite sincere. They see us as holy. So just like we were explaining with Deborah, it's like attracts like, and they see us as holy. And so they honor us as being one, as the same as they, being masters of truth, of honor. And so again, as we will receive this, as we will sincerely open up to this truth, this is where the magic happens. This is where we move ourselves into our ascended status, where we operate with light, where we create those new pathways like we were discussing with Laura earlier. And so we open up to our grand expansiveness. So thank you so much for joining, lending your light, lending your love. I share this from the group's perspective, but they extend their appreciation. Because we're the ones making this possible. We're the ones creating the new earth. So thank you so much for participating. And let's see, it's Thursday. We will be back Sunday at 1:30. So much love. Love to everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.